Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Welcome. If you're new here, I'm excited to see you. And we're going to be talking about emotional hangovers. And if you're like, Virginia, what is that? I'm like, look at this right here. Okay. It's actually not a terrible thing. Okay. I guess it depends upon, you know, what you're dealing with or what's going on. But how I define an emotional hangover, at least for me in my own case, is like I have had so much overstimulation. I'm exhausted and I need a break. Ta-da! Okay, so that's kind of what this is about. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, if for those who have never drank before, totally cool. You do you. But for those of us who have had a drink before and maybe too much, or we didn't eat enough, or we're like summer heat or something, which by the way, stay hydrated, people. It's that time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. But for those of us, it's like feeling hungover, but it's not because of alcohol when you're talking about an emotional hangover. Okay. So yesterday went to Seattle Pride, and it was the 50th parade, right? Or the 50th anniversary and celebrating. And it was so fun. It was so fun. But I am emotionally hungover, really, to be quite honest with you, because there was a shit ton of people, of course, enjoying and celebrating. There were some amazing floats and staff and people, and God bless them for doing all that on the pavement downtown. And it was so much fun, but I am so tired, right? And this was just yesterday. So this is why I look like this right now. Totally cool. So when we think about emotional hangovers, I just wanted to come here today with a few tips and also just to lighten it up a little bit, not to minimize, but to lighten up, okay? So number one, I've got my notes. So like when you think about emotional hangovers, some of us might think like, oh, it's just with bad stress or things that are bad in your life or feeling really shitty, right? Okay, I would argue that it also happens when you have good stressors, as I've talked about in my program and stuff. So like going to Pride for me as an LGBT plus person it's an awesome stressor in the sense of you gotta get there, you gotta commute, you gotta hang with all the folks, you gotta scream and dance and wave your flag and all that kind of stuff, which is awesome. Woo, it's a lot, it was hours. And I'll tell you what, sitting on concrete, frick, I can't feel my ass still. I think I have bruises. So it's like a physical embodiment. Let's do it this way. It's a physical embodiment of the experience. It's an emotional embodiment of the experience. And it's spiritual, in my opinion, anyway, in some way, shape, or form. Okay. So that's the first thing, is like consider your emotional hangovers when it's both not great stress or awesome stress or somewhere in between. Okay. Number two, when you think of an emotional hangover, kind of like alcohol or maybe other things, we all have different tolerances, right? We all have different tolerances. So for me, my tolerance for like a shit ton of stimuli, a lot of things going on, tons of people, all that kind of stuff, it's different for me than it will be for somebody else. Like I've got some extroverts in my life who love this shit 24/7, or they just have, their nervous systems are just different. Their body friends are just different. Good for them. That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm just different. You're just different. So consider this, okay? We all have different tolerances. Respect all the differences for yourself and for others, okay? Also, let's get into this third tip because I'm already like, you know, and just exhausted from even talking so much and my voice hurts. So let's honor this, okay? Now, as a business owner, or say you're in a job to business transition and you're shifting from the one to the other, okay? When you think about emotional hangover seasons, okay, there's certain launches, for example. I know I'm speaking to the business owners or those who want to build their business, of course, but like there's going to be certain times where you're launching things and you're in it and there's like a maybe potentially an, you know, 10 to 12 hour day, 14, 15 hour day, I've done those too. When you're gearing up to offer something new, check your emotional hangover radar, okay? Little thing like that, okay? Check where you're at. Try to be proactive before shit really gets real and you tank, okay? Maybe a week or two later. The other thing though is, like, for example, I am an LGBT plus person, as you already know. I also like have a community for those who are women and identify as LGBT plus. So like pride for me is not only just personally, you know, a driving factor, but it's also, you know, a business consideration too, right? Connections and networking and being in it and loving it and meeting new people. So anymore, my calendar year, like we've talked about scheduling before with like your soul's wisdom, right? My calendar year, I know June is a bitch and I know July is gonna like have some of those moments, and then I might be able to deflate a little bit or chill in August. So I plan my year now around this. Doesn't mean though, this doesn't happen. Let's be honest, okay? So now I'm drinking a shit ton of water today again, and like the heat yesterday, it wasn't terrible. I've had worse, but it just like, it was muggy and I don't do great with heat. So we're taking care of the body, friend, trying to take it slow, okay? So think on these three tips, okay? If you ever have any thoughts or any questions or you wanna know more about this, let me know, femininesagewisdom.com, or drop a comment. I really appreciate them because I learn from you too, okay? All right. Speaking of, I'm going to get some more green tea. I'm going to get a lot of water and I'm going to pet my dogs, and I'll talk to you soon.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.